I said. "That's an incipient beard," he said, handing me the hair and walking off. That was the thing about Alan. You never knew if you were going to be kissed or unsettled, but you couldn't wait to see what would come next. The trouble with death is there is no next. There is only what was, and for that I am profoundly and heartbrokenly grateful. The last thing we did together was change a plug on a standard lamp in his hospital room. The task went the same way as everything we have ever done together. I had a go. He told me to try something else. I tried, and it didn't work, so he had a go. I got impatient and took it from him, and tried again, and it still wasn't right. We both got slightly irritable. Then he patiently took it all apart again and got the right lead into the right hole. I screwed it in. We complained about how fiddly it was. Then we had a cup of tea. It took us at least half an hour. He said afterwards, "Well, it's a good thing I decided not to be an electrician." I am still heartbroken that Alan is gone, but these diaries bring back so much of what I remember of him. There is that sweetness I mentioned, his generosity, his championing of others, his fierce critical eye, his intelligence, his humour. Alan was the ultimate ally in life, art, and politics. I trusted him absolutely. He was, above all things, a rare and unique human being, and we shall not see his like again. Emma Thompson.